When Hoover was born in 1874, West Branch was beginning a long period of growth and general prosperity that lasted through the early part of the 20th century. Just a few blocks from Hoover's birthplace cottage, the West Branch Commercial Historic District, located along Main and Downey Streets, features many fine examples of turn-of-the-century buildings that house the businesses of this thriving farming community. Banks, doctor's offices, a hotel, a barber shop, a drugstore, a millinery shop, and a music store, among others. While most of these buildings were not in existence during Hoover's childhood, together, they illustrate the evolution of downtown West Branch between 1875 and 1916 from a collection of ramshackle wooden storefronts into a bustling commercial center anchored by blocks of ornate brick buildings. Tim Walsh of the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library shares his thoughts about one block in particular.
I was always impressed with the opera block. The fact that so many communities in Iowa had opera houses, the aspirations for culture and entertainment, even in a town of a few thousand people, makes one smile, but it also makes one proud that even adults who worked long days in the fields were eager to have a form of entertainment and education, and that's what our little opera block symbolizes.
We invite you to stroll down Main Street and discover the notable places built by the hands of hard-working craftsmen during the golden era of American architecture. 16 of these structures were considered worthy of preservation and have been listed on the National Register of Historic Places. That designation was the result of a proud community's recognition of West Branch's place in history and a tireless effort to preserve their past. See for yourself why these buildings embody the spirit of rural America and the history of a time gone by.